Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Meseches Chulin, Daf Samech Tes. Boy Rav Chananya, hoitzi uber es yodi ba'azora mahu. If the uber was moitzi a yad in the azora, what's the din? Nigu de have mechitza legabi kochim, have nami legabi de hai. Just like it's mechitza for kochim, it's mechitza for the aver hayoitzei. Oy dilma legabi dahai la mechitzi. Legabi the uber, it's not a mechitza. The mechitza's uber imayhu. The mechitza of the uber is the aim, is the rechem, and not the azorah. The shail of the Gemara is that legabi kochim we find that the azorah is meshamish like a mechitza benegea the carbon, negea two alochis. Negea the din that shchita has to be teich chaymas ha'azorah. And if the shchita wasn't performed in the azorah itself, it's a shchita psula. So the mechitza of shchita is the azara, and also the gabi the psul yoytze. If the carbon was yoytze chutz lechemes azara, it's chalan in the psul yoytze of chutz lechitzase. The Gemara shaila is: do we say a migu that the chemes azara is meshamish as a mechitza for the carbon? Is it also meshamish as a mechitza the gabi the uber that was moitzi as yodi lechutz leinyan that it should be nechshav as if the Aver, the Yad, was not Yoytze from the Mechitzase Bechlal, as if it did not leave its Mechitza. Lechayra, the Achreinim explain that this is Negea to Inyonim Legabi the Uber. First of all, it's Negea the Halacha of, we spoke about in the first year in Daf Samaches, of the Din of Behema Behema, which is learnt out that a Din, an Uber, Bemei Ima is Muteres, Niteres, Beshchita Soem. Normally, we learned that the Aver that's Yoytze is not Niter, does not become mutter with the shechita of the aim, because it's not b'seicha behema. Do we say this is considered b'seicha behema since it's teich mechitzas ha'azara? And a second nikuda is that it's also chal the aver that's yoytzei from the rechem of psul of basa b'sara treifel eisei. According to Rav and Daf Samaches, even if it's chazeres l'seicha, even if it goes back inside, it's not niteroi, does not have a heter again, b'shchita sa'em, it remains b'isuroi, even though it's back b'me'imai. The shaila that we can clear over here is the Gemara clearing a shaila, the Gemara shaila b'negei the din rishain. That means that even b'zman the eiris b'chutz, but out of the betin ha'em, out of the mother, but still, it's, since it's teicha azara, even though normally the din would be, it's not iteres v'shchitas imoy, but maybe over here the din is different. Since we'll compare it to a carbon and we'll say that it's toich mechitzas ha'azara, and memel, it's considered bifnim, just like the mechitza of the azara is a mechitza legabia carbon, it's mechitza also timachshiv as if the aver is besoicha behema, and the behema is niteres v'shchitas ha'aim halgam, it's physically outside of the behema. Lefizef, that would be the Shah of the Gemara. Then the Gemara Shaila is Bein Lamandomar Yesh Leidel Evarm, the Gemara Samechesim and Beis, or Bein Lamandomar Ein Leidel Evarm, because it's Negea if the Aver is Niter in the Shechita Sa'em when the Aver is Bachutz. It's not Negea if there's considered a Leidel Gabi the Aver, because we're discussing, we have a Tzad that possibly the Aver is Nidon as if it would be Mamash Bifnim, because it's Tech Mechitza Azara. On the other hand, it's Yitachim, Achrenim explained, that it's a davar pashut that the aver that's yoytzei from the rechem ha'aim that goes out of the mother's stomach is for sure not nitar, does not become mutar b'shchita sa'aim, even though it's teichemes ha'azara. There's no tzad in the world to say that it's nechshav behema behema. It's not b'seicha behema. If it's not b'seicha behema, it's zichr, not nitar. Definitely does not have a heter b'shchita sa'aim. So what is the shal of the Gemara? The whole nidin of the Gemara is the gabi the psul of a basa vasod that treifel eisechelu, that once it leaves its mechitza, it becomes nesar, that even if it's choizel seich ha'aim, it doesn't have a heter b'shchita sa'aim. So memela, we're being done over here in a case where the yad ha'ubar was yoytze, and it was, let's say, chazar went back in seich ha'aim. Normally, the din will be, according to Rav, that Aver remains also mitzad the din, the psul chodesh of Yoytzei, that's learned from the pasuk of Bosa Basa the Treifa. But possibly, we would say that migu, that the chaim of the Azara, the wall of the Azara is a mechitza l'gabi kachim, hu adin, that it's a mechitza l'gabi the uber, and there's no psul of Bosa Basa the Treifa, l'isechelu. Memelo, if the Aver was chazar l'soichoi, now the Aver will be niter b'shchita soim. L'chayr, we find the machlekes v'achreinim aliba the shitas Rashi. Because Rashi, in the next Gemara, in Abayi, where Abayi says back Rav Chanani says to Boilach Kachim Kalim Yerushalayim, why don't you clarify a shaila of Kachim Kalim Yerushalayim with Kachim Mechitza of Achilas Kachim Kalim is Yerushalayim? So maybe the Mechit, maybe Yerushalayim is also Mechitza Legabi the Ubar. Over there, Rashi is Mefarish that we're talking about a Ubar of Shlomim, let's say, that was Meitzi Yodai in Yerushalayim. And it was Machzir. It went back. They went back. And Vichnisu al Azar Vishachtua. And then you put it into the Azar and you sheikh it. Rashi says, that In other words, Rashi says that the case is talking about a Uber of Shlomin that was Meitzi Yodiv Yerushalayim, and it was Machzir, and then you brought it back into the Azara, and then you shechted it. And we're clearing a shayla according to the Madamba that holds Yesh Leidele Varim, that normally Hazara doesn't help. Maybe over here the Chayim Yerushalayim would help to be considered that it's not a psul of Basa Basad of Trefo, it was not Yoytze Chutz Mechitzasi, and Mel is no psul La'achach Hazara. So the Rishash, and the Madur Basra, and the Mulei Royim, the Macheshes, and others, they learn that, you see from this Rashi, that the Shaila of the whole Gemara, not only a biased Shaila of Kachem Kavim Shalayim, but even of Chananya Shaila, was also Legabe, if it was Chazar Ever Kaidim Shechita. That means it was Yoitze, the Ever, the Yad was Yoitze from the Aim, and then it was Chazar, before Shechita, and the whole need of the Gemara is like the second side we said previously, the Gavid Psula, Basa Basada Trefa. Do you say that since it was Yoitze, it's Chalin and Psul of Yoitze, Mitzadadin of Basa Basada Trefa, and even if it was Chazal the Seicha Aim, it remains Osir, and it's not Nitab Shechita Aim? Or not? And then the whole need of the Gemara, the whole Shaila is Dafka the Madomo, Yesh Leid Levarim. So the shaila is, it's remain with the psul of Yoitze, and it doesn't help Chazara, or it doesn't remain with the psul of Yoitze, and it helps Chazara. That's the whole shaila. And they explain, because it's not Yitachin to Mefarish that we're speaking about the Eivor is still Luchutz Lerechem. Because it's a Dover Pasha that's not called Behem and Behemoth. It's for sure not Nitim Shechita Se'em. Just like Rashi said on Daf Samechesim and Aleph Benigeh the Mokim Achetach, Rashi said it's not called the Behema, and the whole Shail is only in the Gavid Absul of Basa Basada of Trefa, that maybe it's not called Apnei Asada, because it's Teichem is Yuzoro, Teichem is Yushalayim, and the Gavid Kachem, that's the Mechitza, so maybe Huadin Legabe the Uber. But that's a Dover Pasha that it's not called Besaycha Behema. It's not Teichem Behema, and you can't say that it's Nitter Beshchita Zaim if it's not inside the mother, even though it's Teichem Chaimas Hazara or Teichaimas Yerushalayim. That's a Dover Pashit. They even add a Shtikla Hezber, because since the Torah says, we had this earlier, that it said, Basodeh Trefele Seichelu, the Psul of Yoitzei Chutzim Chitzasi is learned from this Pasik, could be, it's only where it's Daimet HaPnei Asodeh. If it's Teicha Mechitza, Legabi Kachim, Dazara, or the Gavi Kachim Kalim, Yerushalayim, it's not called Apnei Asada. Mele won't be Chalin at a Psul Yoitze, and it's Negei, when there is a Chazara, then it's Nitim Shechita Seim. Azay Lenin Di Achreinim, Pshat Negemar's Shaila. But the Mashah, the Maram, the Rish Yosef, and others learn in Rashi, no, Adarabba. Rashi was only Mefarish, the Iboi of Abaya, the Negei Yerushalayim, that it was Chazara's Lesoicha. Rashi did not explain of Chananya that the case was that it was Maitzias Yodai, Toicha Azorach, and then Hechzira. Rashi's only Mefarish that by Kachim Kalim, Yerushalayim, not by the Azorach. So they're Medayik. That Adarabba, Benegeh, the Shaila of Rav Chananya, Legabi the Azorach, we're speaking about when the Aver is still Bechutz. And the Shaila is that Gufa that when the Aver is found outside the mother's stomach, if it's Yoitze, but it's Toich Chaimas Hazara, is it Nitter Meshchita So'em or not? What's the Biur Hadvarim? That since the Chaimas Hazara is Meshameshes like a Mechitza, Legabi the Aim, Legabi Shchitas Kachim, it's the Mokim Maroif Ashchitas Kachim, who adin that it's a Mechitza, Legabi the Uber and the Yad, Ki'ilu Akel Nimsa Mesech Mechitza Achas, as if it's all Teicha Mechitza. Ki'ilu, this is the same Mechitza that the mother provides, Legabi the Uber, to be Matir it, b'shchitasay. When you shech the aim, the ubor is nitter b'shchitas aim. It's teich mechitzas ha'aim. So if it's teich mechitzas ha'zara, which is also the makim shchita of the aim and the vlad, it's kiel lo yotza klal. It's as if it did not leave at all. And male, the shchita of the aim will be matir the yad that was yotze, even b'shas it was yotze, even if it didn't go back in. So there's a gevaldige chiddush. The Maaser Kivega Avada adds, and he says, that the Safed Gemara is only in Behemoth Kachim, where the Chaymas HaZorah is Meshamesh like a Mechitza, like Abidish Shchita, the Chaymas HaZorah is a Mechitza, Mele Zatzah to say that it blives a Mechitza, like Abid Matir, the Ever HaYotze, even with when it's outside, the Shchita Soheim. But Avada in a Behemoth Chulin, where the Chaymas HaZorah is not a mechitza. It's not going to help. It's even with Gabi Shar Behemoth Kachim. Even though the mechitza of Azara is the mechitza Gabi other behemoths of Kachim, but if this behemoth is chulin, this pashit, it's not going to tell us to the mechitza's aim, or we mati this eva that was yotzi. Now the tzlach is also ma'isiv another nekuda. The Bal Korach, you have to say that the sugi is going like the Manda Omar that holds that vlad is kachim imay imon him kachim, that the vlad of a carbon becomes kaddish in the beten or aim. Because if not, then hakei matim tamigu. Since on the uber it doesn't help the mechitzas hazara, so that means it's not enough with that. There's mechitzas hazara the gabi the aim, so it has to help the gabi the uber also. If the gabi the uber doesn't help, it's not called mechitza the gabi the uber, so it won't help to say that the shchita's aim we matted uber. It has to be that vlad is kachim meimel and kedoshim, and both the aim and the vlad, their mechitzaling in shchita and kedusha and carbon is the chaymas hazara. Male is a chiddush, and it's sad to say that the even when the aver is yoytze, even the aver is not toich hamechitza, is toich hamechitza's aim, it's since it's toich mechitza's hazara, it's niter b'shchita's aim. So it comes out according to the way these achreinim mefarish Rashi, the mechitza's hazara really helps the gabi beis in yonim. It helps that the aver is not called yoytze chutz mechitza's the gabi the isra basa basa trefle sechelu, and it even helps the gabi the din of behema that even when it's B'shas when it's outside, it's still nitter ayde shchitas aim when it's chutz l'rechem, and it comes out. The Maram, the Rishayis, comes out that the Gemara shayla, Rav Chanan shayla, is not only a shayla mandam yeshlei de levarim. It's a shayla bein mandam yeshlei de levarim, bein mandam ein le levarim, because the suffix is on the yad when it's still chutz the aim. Chutz, it's teich hazara, but it's outside and still kibim chamut. Everybody's maskim that if you would consider an aver hayoytze as if it's teich behema, then avad it's nitzav shchita saim. Even hold bein mandam ein le levarim, bein mandam yeshlei de levarim. They're only machlekes is when the gabi de chazara. You also have to be meisiv that the whole shaila is only negay an aver that was yaitza in azara. But if the whole uber was noilin in azara, the Tais says that's dover pashit that you need shchita. That's dover pashit you need shchita. And you don't say the chaymas azara is a mechitza, the gabi should be nitta b'shchita sa'im. The Teferis Yankiv is masbir divya toisvis. Because when an aver is yoytze, be'etzem an aver is mishtayach to imoy. Aver is a chelik of the aim. Just exerts a kosev that the shchita sa'aim is not matir. The aver, if it was yoytze, chutz mechitzase. Now we learn from the pasuk of basu basada trefle say chelum. Mele klapi this din, it's yitachin that the chitzas azar should help that the shchita's aim should be matir the uber, because the whole chisar is only misad the chisar mechitza. Mashenka, when Uber is Nailud, the reason why it's not Nitta B'shchit Zayim is not because it was Yoytzei Chutz M'chitzasa. The reason why an Uber that's Nailud requires a Shchita is because it's a Berev Yifnei Atzma. It's its own entity. It's not Mesiachis Le'imai. Mele, it's a Dova Poshit that the M'chitzas Hazorah is not going to be Mail to say that the Shchita Zayim is going to be Matir of Lad that was Nailud. That's a Dova Poshit. Now let's move on to the next Rabbi's Shaila Taka, and we'll connect the two. Abaye says, "V'tiboyluch omer alei Abaye, v'tiboyluch hakachim kalim b'Yerushalayim." Abaye Taina is that why did Yerub Chananya clear Shaila in the case with Yotza? May Uber's Yotzias Yodei Bazara? Why didn't you clear Shaila if it was kachim kalim and it was Meitz Yodei in Yerushalayim? So he says, "Mishlayim my time alei. Why didn't you clear Yerushalayim? The mechitzas Uber imayhu. The mechitzas of the Uber is the aim. So achina mechitzas Uber imayhu." That means that Abai is tining that the shayla should be legabi mechitzis Yushalayim. Now Yushalayim is considered a mechitza legabi achilas kochim kalim, but not legabi shchita. Shchita's kochim kalim has to be in Azara also. But still, lamais it's a mechitza legabi achila. And if it's a mechitza legabi achila, it should help legabi an uber that's mechitzis yoder. Rashi says over here, like we said before, that we're talking about the uber was mechitzis yoder Yushalayim, and it was machzir. And then you brought the Uber into the Azara and you shechted it. And Rashi says the Gemara Shail is only Mandomar Yesh Leda Levarim. L'chay Rashi's Kavani is, because according to the Mandomar Yesh Leda Levarim, if it's Chalap Sul of Yoitze on the Yad Uber, it won't be Mutter, it won't become Niteris, it won't become Mutter through Chazara. If you bring it back in, it still will have the Psul Yoitze, and it won't become Mutter now, Adet Shchita Sein. The male, the Gemara Shail is a yad that was yoytze from the rechem aim toich Yerushalayim, is it chalan epsul yoytze from the pasuk of basa basara treif leisei chelu, even though it's toich mechitzis Yerushalayim? Or do we say that since the chemis Yerushalayim is a mechitza legabe achilas kachem kalim, who adin it's a mechitza legabe the halacha of imoytze yodai, that the aver is not cool, is not chalan epsul yoytze? And very similar to what we said before, that maybe it's not considered besada. It's not considered basa basada treif leisei chelu. It's not a pnei asada. It's toich hamechitzes. And in mele, if it's chayzel lefnim, it should be niter aydei shchitas ha'em. Now, it's only going to be niter aydei shchitas ha'em if it's ba'azor, because you need to, the shchit is only kosher in the azor. Otherwise, it's sheikh kosher mechutz. So the Mashah, the Maram, the Rishayim ask, and Rashi, that why did Rashi have to be a farish abaya shayla dafko when it was, the yad was chazal lefnim? Why couldn't they say the shayla? Why couldn't Rashi mefarish the Gemara by a shayla that is talking about he was not machzi yad lefnim? It's nishra b'chutz. It was remained outside, and then you brought it back into the azara, and then you have a shchit in azara, and the shayla is the shchita sa'im matid of lad. In other words, is it nechshav behema that it can be nita b'shchita sa'im or not? And then it would come out that the Gemara shayla is even the mandamar ein leid levar. So b'kitzer, why did Rashi mimaimed the shayla in a tzir that the uba was hechzis yad lefnim before shchita? Which means that that the whole shayla is only the mandamar yesh leid levarim. If the chaimitz Yerushalayim should too oif that it doesn't have the psula bas b'sad treif filisei chelu, why didn't Rashi just say that the shayla is where it remained outside, you brought back the ubar and the aim to the azara, and then you shechted it, and the shayla is the evra yoytze nita b'shchita sa'im. So zok the maram and the Rish Yosef, because Rashi held and understood the Gemara that Yerushalayim and azara are two separate shaylas. It's not one shayla. In other words, Abai is tiny back to Chanani that instead of clearing the shayla toich azara, you could have cleared a different shayla of toich Yerushalayim. Now, toich mechitzas azara, like we explained earlier, is negeh two inyanim, two dinim. Legabe, that it's not considered yoytze chutz lemechitzasay, and it's mutter b'shchitas aim when it's outside, and also legabe b'sula, basa b'sada treifa. In other words, legabe the din of behema, that should be nitta b'shchitas aim, and legabe the b'sula yoytze, which is learned from the pasuk, basa b'sada treifa leisei chelu. Mashenkin treich chayim is Yerushalayim, it's only negay the psul of basa b'sada treifa leisei chelu, because you can never have a shchita outside Chaimus Azara to have a Shaila, maybe it's Matya the Evra Yoitze when it's still outside. You can't Shech Chaimus Yerushalayim. You can only Shech Chaimus Azara. So therefore Rashi said, was talking about Lach HaZara, and the Shaila of the Gemara is the Gabi the Psula Basa Basada Treif Leisei Chelu, if with the Yitzia of the Yad Chaimus Yerushalayim is that called a Leda, and the male, the Evra, will not have another Heter, even if it goes back into the Aim, or not, or it's not called the Yoytze because it's Teich Chaimis Yerushalayim. And now the Shaila is only, perforce is only, the Manda Amar holds Yesh Leida Leivar. The Fizet comes out, the way the Maram explains, that the Betzim Aruch Nani and Abaya are two separate Shailas. That means even if Chaimis Yerushalayim, according to Abaya and Abaya Shaila, with two Oif, that it's not called Yoytze Chutzim Chitzosai, and it's not Nesar from the Pasuk, it doesn't become Asar from the Pasuk, Basar Basar, Treif Leisei Chelu, and Eina Chanami, when it goes back in, and then Yeshech, the mother in Azara, it'll become Mutter. It still would not be a Raya, Legabi Chaimus Azara. Who said the Chaimus Azara has a din of Mechitza, Legabi the Heter of Shchita Sa'im? The Shchita Sa'im should matter the Yad HaUber when the Yad HaUber is still outside, that it should be considered Behema Behema. That's not a Raya. Kaponim, it's two separate Shailas. and it's totally in the two dinim. One din of the child of the Chaim Yerushalayim is totally in the din strictly of Basa Basara Trefle Sechel and the Psul Yoytze. And the Shaila of Chaim Azar is totally in the din of Behema Behema that a Uber is Nitzer, Rishchitas Aim. Is a Yada Uber to Chaim Azar considered a Behema or not? That's what the Maram learns in Rashi. The Marsha says a little differently. The Marsha says that Rashi wanted to say the Shaila Davka according to the Madama Yesh Leid Levarim, because according to the Madama Ain Leid Levarim, it helps Chazara to imate the Isra Basim Sada Trevle Sechelu. So Mel, it's not Negeya. There's no Nafkemina in the Shaila of Chaimis Yerushalayim. Because, and even if you're not Mavza the Eber, because in Manav Shach, if the Chaimis, when it goes back to the Azara, in Manav Shach, if the Chaimis Azara is considered Mechitza to imate the Eber Ba'achila with the Shchita Sa'aim, so then even not Chaimis Yerushalayim, the Eber Mutter. Because you have to bring it back to the Azara. You bring it back to the Azara, you shech in the Azara. So it's as if it was Huxer, Tech Mechitzisel. Because of the Azara, Tech Mechitzisel of the Azara is Tech Mechitzisel of the Aim. And Mel, it's Muteris. Elamai Chaimis Azara is not considered a Mechitza. So then for sure Chaimis Yerushalayim is not considered a Mechitza. Chaimis Yerushalayim is worse than Chaimis Azara. It's for sure you can't shech Kachim there. Even Agabi Achili can't be kachim kachim there, only kachim kalim. And Mela, according to the Marsha, that's why Rashi wanted to mefarish davkel mandomar yesh leid levarim, because even if the chemes azara is considered mechitza to imatir that which is yoytze b'soicha, but still you can clear a shayla. Agabi chemes yishlaim. Chemes yishlaim is a nachos darges less, is not as Mechitza, they're not considered Teicha Mechitza as much as Chaimis Azara. It's a lesser din Mechitza than Azara. It doesn't help the Gabi Shechita or the Gabi Achilas Kachim Kachim. And maybe you can clear if Chaimis Yerushalayim, which is worse than that, if it's Nechshev is a Mechitza or not. It means Chaimis Azara is for sure Mechitza, but it's not a right to Chaimis Yerushalayim. And the Nafkamin is, where's Nafkamin? Nafkamin is, where you might see it's Yodei Chutz the Chaimis Azara, but Teich Chaimis Yerushalayim is a bias case. So if the Chaimis Yerushalayim is considered mechitza, so the Eber is not yotze mechitza, and won't be necessary as the din of Basim Sada Trefa, lo yisechelu, and may be good when you shech the back in the Azara. Mashenkin, if it's considered like yotze chutz mechitza, so then it won't help a chazara to chaymus Azara, like the Madama holds, that doesn't help chazara l'seicha by the Madama Yeshle de Levar. Al Koponim, Abayas Taina is that just like it doesn't help, what does Abayla Maisa say? Abayla Maisa says, just like it doesn't help mechitza of Yushalayim, it also shouldn't help mechitzas of Azara. Why not? Because the maila, both of them, is that it's a mechitza l'gabi achila of kachikalim or kachikachim, and the psula basmus zara treifas a psula yaitzim chutz l'makim achila. So maila, both kachikachim and kachim and chulin the kachikach kachikalim are the same. In other words, Abayi is tying back to Rav Chananya that if you don't clear the shayla in kachik kalim, then you shouldn't clear the shayla in kachik kachim either. If you don't clear the shayla in chaymas yushalayim, you shouldn't clear the shayla in chaymas azor. What's the two? Shall we just now explain so nicely, according to the Maram and according to the Marsha, that it's two separate shaylas? One shayla is the gabi din of basa besada trefle sechelu, the gabi sul yaitse, even though there is a chazar afterwards, and one is the gabi the din of behem behema, where there's nitta b'shchita se'aim, when it's outside the ubar. So why you, just because we don't clear the shayla in Yerushalayim, is not a reason why we shouldn't clear the shayla in the azara. So l'chayra, we have to explain Abaya that he understood that the whole maila of the mechitza of the Azara and the mechitza Yishalayim is that they are mechitzas l'gabi achilas kachikalim or achilas kachikachim. And the psula, basa basada trefa, the ikar is a psula of going out of a mokim achila. And the maila, kachim achulim, are both the similar in this nekuda. In the Biskirov, in Hilchos Psula Mikdashim, is mefarish the Ram like that, that the whole din yoytze, it's learned down from the pasuk of Basa Basada Trevely say Chelu is Beikar Din Yoytze Chutzim Mokim Achilose. And in that he says, no nafkemim din Kachim and Chulin. Kachim Kalim, the Mechitza for Achila is Yerushalayim. And if it's out of Yerushalayim, it's out, it's Yoytze Mimokim Achilose. Kachim Kachim, the Achila is Teich Azara. If it's out of the Azara, it's Nifsal, because it was Yoytze Chutzim Mokim Achila. And so too by Yada Uber, which goes out of the Rechem Aim, is Yaitse Teich. I'm chutz mechitzase with smokim achila. We'd have had to achila. And the mailer, a biased tining that just like Gabi Yerushalayim, you'll tell me that you didn't clear because mechitza of the Uber is imay. So in Azar also mechitza of the Uber is imay. In Rav Chanina, we could say that Rav Chanina argued, Rav Chanina said that there's a maila to the Chaimis Hazor because it's also mechitza gabi shchitza kachim, more than the Chaimis Yerushalayim. Chaimis Yerushalayim is only mechitza gabi achila, but the Chaimis Hazor is mechitza gabi shchitza kachim. It's only mutzah to shecht toich hazara, not
not Toich Yerushalayim. So then the Hagdara would be that the Psul of Yoytzei is a Psul of Imokim, Chutzi Imokim Shchitasei. And that's also Shaykh, that's also learned out from the Pasuk of Basa Basada Treifel Eisechelu. That means the Din Psul Yoytzei, Basa Basada Treifel Eisechelu, is not Chutzi Imokim Achilasei, but it's even Chutzi Imokim Shchitasei. And, or stop it, not Tali Dafkin Achila. Lafizet Hakadibiskarov says that if that's how you understand the psul of basar b'sada treifel eisechelu, so then it doesn't just apply to the basar of a carbon. It would apply also to the emurim. It's not stam a din of yoytzei chutz makim achilasei. It's a din yoytzei. I can't leave the it's makim. It's makim aktara. It's makim for of shchita. And not only mitzad the there was yoytzei chutz makim achilasei. So in summary, what we learned till now, we explained the shaila of Rav Chananya, Libe de Rashi, in two ways. Either shaila of Rav Chananya, Libe de Rashi, is only b'negeya the psul of basav sada treifel eisechelu, if it's, when it's yoytzei from the aim and it goes back in, does it have a heter, al de shchitas aim or not? Or it's chal the psul of basav sada treifel eisechelu and it's not niter b'shchitas aim anymore, even when it's chazul eisecha, because the azar is not its mechitza. But if that's davar pashut, that it's, if it's outside, it wouldn't be nitra shchitzein. That's one way to understand the boye of Rav Chananya, and Avada Abaye's shaila is also the same. Or the other way we explain, because the other achrayim is that Rav Chananya's shaila was even a chiddush gadol that maybe when the yad ha'ubar is outside, it also be nitra shchitzein because it's toich mechitzas azar. And then we explained also why Rashi was mefarish Abaye dafka madomar yeshleid levarim, not the masho and the maram. And finally, we also explain the hesber between Abaya and Rav Chananya, that possibly there's a nafkemina and how they understood the psul yoytzei. It's dafka a psul yoytzei chutzi mokim achilosoi, and then kachin kalim in Yerushalayim and kachin kachim in Azara are the same yiboyet. Or there's a nafkemina that even where the mechitz is only mechitz the gabi shchita, not the gabi achila, it also would have a psul yoytzei. Let's move on now to the next Gemara. Boy Ilfa. Ilfa has a shayla, hoitzi uber es yodoi ben simen le simen. The uber was maitzi the ayad between the shchitas hasimanim. The shchitas hasimanim of the aim. You shech them aim, one simen, and then afterwards it was yoitze. And then there's another simen to be shechted. Mao. Mi mitzdarv simen rishon simen shen le time within avail. Do we say that two simonim are mitzdarv and the maize it's a shchita to be matirit, to take off the tumas nevelis? Oiloi, or not? So Marava said, kavachayim hoiloi simen rishon simen shen le tir bachila lo yoyle le tare midei nevel. Rashi learns that the shaila is that when this first simen was nishchat for two purposes. One is to be matir bachila and also to retire midei nevel. When it was inside. The Simon Sheni is only Nishchat, possibly to Matar Midei Nevela. But it's not gonna be Matir, the Urba Achila, because it's not inside, it's not Behemah Behemah, it's not in, so maybe that in itself, that the two Simonim are, in a certain sense, accomplishing two different things. One Simon accomplishes that it's Matir Bachila, and also it's Maitim Dei Nevela. That would be Mechalik and say that the two Simonim cannot be Mitzdarif. Simon Sheni is not the only time in the veil, not Latir Bachila. And that's the Gemara Shaila. Or maybe you'll say no, you can still mitzdarf both Simonim, Akoponim, Latir Matayim in the veil. So Lachayra, we have to understand, Lachayrim ask, that even though the Shechita, the second Simon, is not Matir the Ev Bachila, what's the Chisarn? The Chisarn is not mitzad the Shechita in the aim. There's no Chisarn mitzad the Etz of Maisa Shechita. The Chisarn is because the Ever was Yaitze Chutz Mechitzasai. It was yaitzei. It was haitzei ubres yodai. That yeah, that was yaitzei. Chutz mechitzasa is nifsal a new psul treifa of yaitzei of basav sada treifa leisechelu. That if it's yaitzei chutz mechitzasa, it's nesar. So, but what's the why is that? Well, how does that affect the shchita? Why does that make it that it's not mitzar if the shchita shtei asimonim? What's nafkamina? What's nafkamina? The gabi the maisa shchita, the fact that the ubar that was maitzias yod, the yad is a psul treifa mitzad the pasuk of basav basada treifa leisechelu psul yoytze. What's the shaychus to the maisa shchita? So the achrayim dasan the raisa the chiyazer and mimaisha biskrov the mechtovim they say that al karchach it's muchach from here it's muchach that the iser of treifus is not stam exeris akosim. It's not stam iser b'fnei atzmai of treifa. Behema Tmeya is the Issa Bifnei Atzmai. What's the Issa of Trefa? Trefa is we didn't have a Shechita Kshera. So what's the Psul? Is the Psul Trefa? Naya Issa Trefa? The Torah said it's Osti Mitzad Issa Trefa? Or no, the Issa Trefa is Mitzad Achisorn of a Heta Shechita Legabi Achila. That means if it's a Trefa, the animal's a Trefa, so then the Shechita of a Trefa is not Matir Ba'achila. It's a Chisorin in the Shechita. The avada, it's not a chisar mitzad etzem. Ma'isa shchita. If you do the shchita with all the echsherim, there's no drusa, chaloda, ikur, agrama. You didn't have the shchita in gans and kosher. It's a perfect shchita, but it was in a treifa. The animals are all no longer, which makes it a treifa. It's also ba'achila. Why is also ba'achila? Because yena shchita, the shchita in a treifa is not matir ba'achila. That means the treifa is meinea the shchita from being matirit ba'achila. If you learn the second way, then we can understand the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is of the two simon of its darf. Why? Because the second simon has no koyach of heter legabi achil like the first simon. So, in a chanami, it's not a chisar mitzad, the maisa shchita mitzad atzma, but since it's already now, the yad is a treifa, the yad is din treifa, mitzad din abbas was a treifa, say chelu, when it was yoytze, chutzim chitzasai, so the second simon, that shchita has no koyach to matir it. So there's chisar in that shchita of the second aver. That's sad to say, it's not mitzdarev with the first simon. The Biskrov Taka says, you have a riot to this yisoid from a ben pakua that the ima is a treifa. The din is, if the mother's a treifa, it's not nitter with the shchita saim. Why not? Even though the mother's a treifa, the shmaisa shchita is a good shchita. Why isn't it matter the ben pakua? Why isn't it matter the vlad? So the Biskrov is muchach that al karchach the isser treifa is a chisar in the shchita itself. It's not stam and noisadik isser, another isser. To be a noisadik isser of treifa, and there's no chisar bechlal in the shchita, so there will be no reason to say that the shchita is not matir ben pakua. The vlad, which is nimtza b'seich ha'aim, which is not a treifa. The vlad is not a treifa. And the shchita is a kosher shchita. So what's the chisar inside the vlad? The shchita is matir. The shchita is matir the aim too. That just the aim is asur ba'achila, because it's a treifa. If there's an ayah, it's a treifa, so there's no shaykhas to the shchita. Elamites, muchach, that the fact that the aim is a treifa, that's a chisar in the shchita. If it's a chisar in the shchita, mele, it also might not be able to matir the vlad. We'll speak about it Beis HaShem Tzimbarach towards the end of the parak, but Al-Kalpanim, it gives a havana in Ilfa Shaila, where it's maitzi, uber is maitzi yodim, and simon the simon, that's a tzad to say that the two simonim are takinat mitzdarif. In the next Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah clears noch a shayla. Boy Rav Yirmiyah, ma'u lochush li zare. Should be choshes li zare. Rashi learns, it's talking about a ubar that was moitzi yodai, and then there was a shchita on the aim, and then you moitzi the ubar chai, and it was godal, and it was baal behem, and it was moilid. What about another aver in the next vlad? Is it also or not? In other words, is the aver kayoitze bloid, and the vlad is a neser like the aim, which was the vlad of ben pakua, or not. But avada the uber itself, the chayra, is mutzah b'achila. The rishash the ma'irer, that the maskana second mar, will see that the nidin is whether the whole uber is mutter or osir. The whole vlad is osir or mutter. That means it's poshit that it's mevalbal zare, that means that if there's a yad that was yoitze, and zepsul yoitze in a chelik, so the next generation, there's a tzad to say that it's mevalbal zare, maybe kule is osir. Or maybe there's a tzad that call me koyach le'mirin v'sharibus in the Gemara that maybe doesn't transfer it to the offspring. And the Tiferes Yankiv says that even the Hamin of the Gemara, well, the Gemara said it was talking about that Abev Akud Alma and the Rishashia also, the Nidin was whether just the Aver is Nesar or the whole thing is Nesar, as Meval Bozare. So there's an interesting that we Rashi Mefarish to have a minim, because right away the Gemara says, "My ear, you hide this way." Isu yoytze, I feel ben pakuda al manami. The Gemara tells her Mesharisha, and the Maskana. The Gemara says it's still that the nidin is the gavur cholv and a different shailim. So we see that there's no tzad to say that the whole nidin was only the gavur the yad, but the uber for sure was kosher. Now in the next Gemara, the Gemara Taka says, "Ilema, what's the hey? Then what's the case? Ilema the ozla behim mal yosa." If it made it with a regular behemoth, not a ben pakua, so my ear yahai this be a yoytze. What do you have to speak about a case where the yoytze is ubres yodin is a psul yoytze on the yad, and the shayla's the gabe the yad kiyotze boy of the next of the blood afterwards, speak about a regular ben pakur that's ball behemal yosa. I'll feel ben pakur na almanami. Don't remember sharshil dimra imach shechayshon zera av ben pakur ball behemal yosa of blood ain't takana. Rishash says halacha that if you have, according to my dama that holds chayshon zera av, we'll explain that in a moment. A ben pakur. That means a vlad that was ready nita b'shchit to saim that's born and behem bal yosa the vlad ain't in takana. Now, the why of Rishashi said divrei b'chayshon zera av, that's totally in the machlokes and later on daf ayin ches whether your a behem is mesiach cheses only achara aim after the mother or also after the av. The nafkamina, many nafkaminas, nafkamina the gabi the is of oisus benoi. Do we say the Isayis Benoi is only the aim and the Vlad? Or the Isayis Benoi is also Klapi the Av? Because we're Choshin Lazera Av, and it's Mesiach Cheses Achara Av also. The male is the Isayis Benoi by both. Other Nafkamin is the Legabi the Chelev. If let's say one is a Chaya, one is a Behema. Chelev Chaya is Muteres. Chelev Behema is Asura. So if the father is a Chaya, do we say, if the father is, let's say, a Behema, if I care, do we say the Chelev is still is Asura because you're Choshin Zera Av or not? Nafkamina also, legabi kisi adam, that a chayez requires kisi adam, maybe not, and it's totally if you hold chayshin zera av or not, and also nafkamina legabi matnas kahuna. That's the din of chayshin zera av. So chayshin zera av, so the av over here is, ben pakua, and the ben pakua, bal behema, then maybe the vlad is ain't takara, because mitzad aviv, it doesn't, mitzad the av, who's ben pakua, does not turn shchita. Because Vlad in the Mei Imoy, that's din of Ben Pakur, that you don't need its own shchita, nitav shchitas ha'im, and mitzad ha'im it needs a shchita. So that Rashi says the shaila is the gabri simonim. If you hold, it doesn't need if mitzad imoy it's torn shchita. Simonim is it has to have shchita in its own simonim. If you hold, it doesn't need shchita. Then simonim ain't of simonim. It's and Rashi says it's like as if half it's kshrutim. And, or it's like one simon echad, we'll explain that in a moment. I'll come upon you, chayshin zera av, then they have a problem with the shchita savlad. What about the din of zevzeh goyrim? Why do we only focus on chayshin zera av? So if you do a taisus naf nun ches, and taisus sanhedrin naf pei, is miyasi the din of chayshin zera av is only when both stadim are heter. When both stadim are heter, and they have different dinim, so then, do you go after the din of the aim, or you go after the din of the av? That's the machlokes. If chayshin zera av, then it's considered the min of the av, also. If it's a, or behem or chay or tami or tor, and it has the dinim of the av also. Or if ain chayshin zera av, so it only has the dinim of the aim. That means, in other words, all the halachis, all the dinim that is be'etzem in the behemah, Either the behemah be'etzem is like the av and has dinim of the av, or the behemah be'etzem is only like the mother and has only the dinim of the mother. Chaya behemah, like we said, tomei otar. The din of zevzeh goyrim is when there's iser. That means it's not being done the etzem min of the behemah or the etzem din of the behemah. Mitzaratzme, let's say it would be tar, it would be kosher, it wouldn't have any isurim. The mother or the father are Isser, and they're Goyrim Isser in the Vlad. So that's where it's totally the din of Zevzeh Goyrim. One is this Isser and this Heter, and the Shaila is, was a Chal Isser on the Vlad or not? There's no Isser in the Vlad, it's only because it's a Yoitzim Dover Osser, and let's say the Av is Osser, and the Aim is Mutter, and is it Mekabel, the Isser in the Av, or not? Because it has two Goyrimim. And that's totally, that's the din of Zevzeh Goyrim. Mutter or Zevzeh Goyrim is also, an example of this is of Vlad Nirbas. It's totally the Machlek, Zevzeh Goyrim, Mutter or Zevzeh Goyrim also. The male, and here now, what's in the game in our sugi? In our sugi, the Ran asks that the dinner of Rishashi tells Alocha, Ben Pakua, Bo, Ben Bal Yosso, the Vlad is Ainli Takana, L'chayre, L'mandoma, Zevzeh Goyrim, Mitzvi Mutter, Mitzad the aim. Is a takana to just give regular normal shchit in the vlad, and mitzad av it can't have a shchit. It's kilu smanu mashchutim because it's a ben pakua. So what? Zevzeh goyrim is mutter. Zokdiran, the din of zevzeh goyrim mutter is only when there's a goyrim, one goyrim of iser and one goyrim of heter. Over here, they're both goyrim by heter. There's no iser here. just that the aim is ton shchita, it's a ben mal yosa, and the av is not ton shchita, because it's a ben pakua, and the mela, it's the lashon aram, it's like a movus liyachol iskain, the vlad was stuck. Mitzad aim requires shchita, mitzad the av doesn't require shchita. If you hold chayshin zera av, so you don't know what to do with the vlad. Avla, ois avlad ain't l'takana. But there's no shaykhis to the sugya of zev is a gerb, at least if he's the ran. So he tells maybe argue, we'll see. The Rebbe Chanan is masbir, the whole, this nekuda of the chile between zev is a gerb and chayshin zera av, he says that that the behemoth's ton shchita is mitzad atzmai. It's not because it was yoytse from an aim that was ton shchita. The first behemoth in the world also required shchita. The din of behemoth is required shchita to become mutter. The vacht, otherwise even rachayit. The din of shchita, that's matter behemoth achila. So the suffix is in the etzim havlad. The vlad is, if the vlad is a regular behemoth, so it's ton shchita. If it's choshen zera av, so then it's not ton shchita because it has etter ben pakua. It's not ton zera geirim. It's totally in the din. If it's ton shchita, not ton shchita. So this is l'chayra, this of l'chanan is understood very well if you understand that the iser of is mitzarech isar and shchita. That means that the reason why possibly the vlad ain't l'takana is because since the father is a ben pakua doesn't need shchita. If it doesn't need shchita, so then what do we do with the vlad? If you're choshen zera aim only, so needs shchita. Choshen zera av, it doesn't need shchita. So how do you do it? Half is considered like it's shechted, half is not considered like it's shechted. What do you do with the vlad? But if the Isser would be Takal Siyotze, or Nayav Chodesh Dike Isser, L'chayr Pat, it should be Tali in Din of Zev Zegurim. And we'll see in Taisis talking before like that, that it's Tali in Zev Zegurim. We spoke about this also in the first year, that it really depends on how we understand the Din of the Ben Pakua that doesn't require Shchita. And Melos Nafkemina, where when the Yotze is Yodeh, if there's a Psul Yotze, then that's Taka Tali in Zev Zegurim. Requiring Shchita, not requiring Shchita, possibly is the only Tali in Chayshin Zera Av, because that's Tali if it's what Min it's like. It's the Min of the Aim that requires a Shchita, or the Min of the Av doesn't require a Shchita. It's not Tali in Isurim. Now, Lamaisa, in the Etzem Tzad, the Suffolk of the Gemara, a din of the Gemara of Mishashia that holds that Oisev La'alim Takana, so Rashi, in the first Lashon Rashi says that it's like one Sibol Behema, it's like one Simon was Geshachtin, and the other Simon not. As I lent Rashi, it's like one Simon was Shechtin, and one Simon was not Shechtin. And to Imata Behema, you have to Shecht two Simonim. So why can't you Taka Shecht now only one simon? You already have one simon in his nishchat because it doesn't require shchita b'tzad av. So now it's shecht the second simon. So Rashi says later in the line, hey, Rashi says the reason is because it's a psul of shehiyah. Shehiyah, there was too much of a delay between simon aleph and simon beis. And Rashi over there also says that this sugya, Rashi's din, is going to Manda Omar that beis simonim achshir achmona ben fakua. That means where you could only be done. There's no possibility of being done a shchita mitzad uber itself. Basically, Simon Mashar Rahman means that if, let's say, the mother of the treifa, there's no eitzah to take the vlad and shech the vlad on its own. The only heter shchita the vlad is through the two simonim of the aim. And male, if the aim is a kosher animal, you shech the mother, those shchita, the shnei simonim of the aim, is machshir the ben pakua does not turn shchita. But if the mother's a treifa, so there's no possibility of shchita in the mother, male of the vlad, also, the uber also cannot have his own shchita. That's what it means, beis simon of achshir achmanim. And Rashi learns that Rashi's din is lefi yenem andomar. But lefi yenem andomar, it holds dalet simonim achshir achmanim. That means if the aim is a treifa, and you find it in the uber, the heter, to shech the uber mitzad atzmai, so then you can shech the vlad also in the case where ben pakua is bo al beim al yosef. Chasm sefer is masbir. Now the madam and dalit simonim achshir achmana. Then what's the heter of ben pakua? That ben pakua is exeris akosav. It's nitam shchita seiv. Not because it's considered like it was nishchat to simonim. So mele, if it's not like it was considered that the simonim were nishchat, so in the case of the mother's a treifa, so then it can have, and it can't have the shchita of the aim, but it can have its own shchita. Let it shecht its own simonim. And mele, who adin, and mele, from ben pakua, that's boa, behem bal yosef, risharish is din, it can be mutter through its own shchita sa simonim, shchita of its own simonim. Reb Shimon Shkab is ma'ir that l'chayra only in a behema that was in the mea imoy and it was nishchata, it could be done mitad koyach shchitza simonim. Over there, is it nitter with the shchitza simonim of the aim, or in a case where it's a lot of a treifa, maybe it can have a shchitza simonim of the aim, so does it have its own shchitza simonim? Does its own simonim matter or not? But over here, we're talking about the next generation. The next generation, the father was a ben pakua. So it was the tzad that the Vlad does not need shchita, at least halfway being tzad av, is because it's a yoytzi min ator from a ben pakua, which doesn't require shchita. Not because the shchitas or aim, shchita av was mati the ben, it's because it's yoytzi min a heter. And that's not totally l'chorin machloik, because it's dal simon machshbir achmana, or beis simon machshbir achmana. It's all l'chorin the game in the treifa. And the mother, aim is a treifa, and there's a vlad, so the shchita, so aim, in this case, cannot be mati the vlad. The shaila is, does it have its own simonim that it can mati itself with its own shchita? But in the case of Rishashia, we're talking about a ben bakua, boa, behem mal yosa, the next vlad, it says, ain't li takana. Why ain't li takana? Because mitzad aim requires a shchita. Mitzad av doesn't require a shchita. It's like one simon's geshachtin, one simon's not geshachtin. But it's not true. The reason why it doesn't require shchita mitzad av, it's because it's yoytze min ha-tar. It's yoytze from somebody, a ben bakua, that doesn't need shchita. So it's not totally l'chari in the mandamar dal siman machshir achmana or beis siman machshir achmana. Zok Reb Shimon in Shai Yosher, he explains beautifully that the mandamar that holds beis siman machshir achmana, he holds that when you shech the aim, it's as if the beis siman of the umar will also nishchat. That's why it only has siman of the aim. And the reason why a vlad of ben pakua, that's a vlad of a treifa, is ein latakana, is because the only way the uber can have a heter is al yidei shchita seim, which means that it's as if the simanim of the uber were nishchat. And since the shchita seim is not a kosher shchita, so you can't, there's no shchita legabit of vlad either. And male doesn't have a heter. Mashenk lamandom dal simanim machshbi achmana. So what's the heter of the vlad? The vlad is not mutter because it's as if its own simonim were nishchat. The vlad was mutter because the simonim of the aim were nishchat. That's a heter legabit of vlad. So where the aim is a treifa, and so the simonim of the aim that was nishchat, which is heter legabit of vlad, is not a heter legabit of vlad, but you can machshir of vlad through shchita of its own simonim. It's not that the simonim were nishchat. It's another opportunity. Dal simonim machshir achmana. It's two simonim of the aim and the two simonim of the vlad. So if the simonim of the aim don't twife a heter because the vlad of a treifa, you could be machshir the vlad through the simonim, shchita simonim of the vlad. The male lefizeh, it's gevaldik. A vlad which is nailed ben pakua, lefizeh mandam edal simonim machshir achmana, has a heter shchita sa'atzmi because it's not nechshav keshchutim bechlal. It's half its mutter without a shchita. So if half its mutter without a shchita, so then, but it could have its own shchita simonim. Is the only heter is that it was geshachten al yedei aim. If it didn't have, it wasn't geshachten al yedei aim, it doesn't have a heter. We say, we understand Rashi that the masugi is mandomar dafka that beis simon machshir achmana. But Tosif is, you have to know, we'll get to beis Hashem is barak, but Tosif enough ayin hay argues. Other Shem also argue in Rashi. And they learned that the sugya, few things they argue. First of all, they learned that sugya is the din of why shchita se'im, the reason why vlad in takana is because when you shecht the aim, it's as if the vlad's geshachtin, but the ben pakua, it's considered like every, the both simanim are kechatzi shochet, half shechted. Not that one simon is shechted because the father doesn't need a shechita, but each of the simonim are halfway geshachted. And male, there's no roiv simon that's kosher for shechita. You have to, in order to shecht, you have to cut through roiv simon. If each simon half is already cut, so then you're not cutting through roiv simon. So you don't have a kosher shechita. That's why you don't have takana. So it's not totally in the fact that Rashi learns that it's telling him psul shia. It's as if one simon is geshachtin. You need to shech now another simon. You can't shech the second simon because the shia is a delay between the first simon and the second simon. That's not why. It's because if the father's a ben fakua, then it's like half the simon, both simonim are halfway geshachtin. And both simonim are halfway geshachtin, you can't do shchit anymore. That's one nekuda. Tais argues in Rashi, and also Tais says that even the mandamer dal simanim achshbi rachmana, but that's only if it's a vlad of a treifa. The mother's a treifa, and you shech the mother. It's not a good shchita, so we can still shech the vlad. It doesn't matter. Dal simanim achshbi rachmana, but a vlad of ben pakua, which was ba beim al yosas ein latakana, because it's as if it was nishchat chetziyai. You can't mekayim the vlad in shchita at all. A vlad of a treifa, you can mekayim. It helps shchita sa'atzmi. Shchita treifa is not a shchita at all. It's not matzir ba'achila. It's also, it doesn't help you machshav vlad as if it would be shochet. It's not a shchita. If it's not a shchita, so then you could shech the vlad, dal simon machshav yachmanim, imat the vlad. But if it would be a shchita, then it would, then in the vlad, then you couldn't shech the vlad again. So, a ben pakua bob, eh, mal yos is enel takona, cause it's as if it was nishchat chetzia, cause the mother taki doesn't, the father's nishchita means the vlad also has kilo, chatzia shchita. It has chatzia, it already has chatzia shchita. If it has a chatzia shchita, so now you can't be mashin the shchita. In other words, Tosfos understood that even when I'm a dal simon of achshvi achmana, it's the reason, it's like the simon of the ubar keshchutim. It's not the way he said before. It's a vada, even when I'm a dal simon achshvi achmana, it's not just stam a heter. It's like the simon of ubar keshchutim. What does it mean a heter? A heter means that they had a shchita. So with the shchita, say, hey, but like the shchita is a simon of avlad. So that's why ben pakua ba behem mal yosa. It's as if two of the part of the simon and half, both simon and halfway keshchutim. Yeah, had a shchita, had a mitzah shchita, had a half a shchita. And I'd have a shchita, so even though mitzada aim, it would need a full shchita, but, and since you can't do it, so therefore the vlad is gonna be ainle takana. Why if it's a vlad of a trefa, why could you do shchita now in the vlad? Lachar already had a shchita, you shechted the aim. The answer is because the shchita of the aim is not a shchita. It's a shchita of a trefa, it's not a shchita bechlal. If the shchita of the aim is not a shchita, because the shchita of a treifa, so now you can shech the simonim of the vlad. But wherever it was a shchita, or wherever it was a had a heter shchita, so then that heter shchita means that the simonim of the vlad are keshchutim. And in the case of one of the parents is a ben kapukua, it's like half of the simonim are keshchutim. So it doesn't necessarily have to. It doesn't mean like Rashi learns that the keshchutim means that there's a ma'isa shchita gedan one simon shochet. It means that there's a heter shchita, but the heter shchita means that both simonim are kechetzim shchutim. And both simonim are kechetzim shchutim. So the vlad is not of takana. But I'll come upon him whether you learn like Rashi, or whether you learn like Tosfos, whether you learn it's tali in the machloikis dal simonim achshav yachmanim bei simonim, or the nekuda is that it's like one simon is geshochtin. Or not the second simon, or it's like both simonim shechted halfway. Either way, you can't finish off the shechita. Either you can't finish the shechita because of psul of shia, because you can't mitzarf both simonim, or if both simonim are considered halfway shechutim, so now you can't be goymer shechita. Shechita is dafkin in roiv simonim. That's the din of Rabbi Shashi. Avlad ein letakonim. Now let's move to the next gemara. Then the maskana say gemara is that leitzrich. The gemara says. The Azal Aben Pakua de Kavase. And Rashi says the Sofi is according to Chananya that holds that Choshen Lazera Av. Maram explains that Rashi says it's Toma Dafka where the Av was Maitzis Yad Lechutz. And afterwards the Av was Bob Aben Pakua. But it wasn't Kavase Mamish. It's not, the Azal Aben Pakua de Kavase, it's not Mamish Kavase. It's Medayim from Lashon of Valbal Zari, the Gemara declares Valbal Zari, that it's only the Manda Omar that says Choshen Zerav. Manda Omar Choshen Zerav, you're not gonna have a Shiloh. So the Kavase is not exactly Kavase. In other words, according to the Rashi's Mefarish de Gemara, Lefid Maram, only the father was Moetzius Yodeh and not the Ben Pakua. So the only tzad to aser the vlad is because of a val bazari that of the iser yaitse that was niav. But Tyson Mefarish that we're talking about that they both were aser. Av and the aim were both had a yad that was yaitse. So they both are aser misad evra yaitse. And in dait loshen kavosi kipshutai. And the Marshal explains Tyson's yad. He wants to explain that way because otherwise the vlad would be mutter misad din of zevze ger mutter. Because that means even the man da omer that hold that's ain chayshin zerav. But over here, there's two garim of iser, and the nidin is only the aver aser, or the whole vlad is also the din of a valbal zare. Comes out that according to Rashi, the aver yoytze that we're dealing with in the Gemara is telling the machlekes of cheshon zerav or not, and according to Tosfos, it's telling the machlekes of zev as a garim aser a mutter. L'chayru can explain that according to Rashi, the iser aver yoytze. Is also, we declared the shayla earlier, is mitzad chisaron shchita of the aim, which doesn't tell tzu to the evra yoytze. Shchita's aim is not materis the evra yoytze, and memela remains with the iser of ene shochet of iser evi menachai. Memela's demeter mishar shizdin, which is totally in choshen zera av, or zera ho aim. Is it, if you choshen zera av, so then it has a din of the av, a din of the av, that is a din of evi menachai, and it's aser. If it's like the aim, it's v'siaches zachar aim, then it doesn't have the yisrei v'nechayin, it'll be mutter. It's not totally in the din of zevzei geirim. But sheng l'toysvis, you could say that the yisrei v'yotzei possibly is like we said, we had a tzad to say, it's a mechudish dek yisrei v'yotzei, that's learned from the pasuk, of bosu v'sada treflei sechelu. And if it's a mitzade iser, not just the chisar and shchita, not just the algemet and din of even a chai, which is something which is missing a shchita, it has a psul yoytze taka, so then it's there's iser here. This iser could be totally in the machlekes of zev zeh gerim, because one is iser, one is hetter, mela, that's why Tais is totally in toilin and zev zeh gerim. The Maisi Gemara says that afterwards, the Gemara says, pshita nem avalbal zare, because if not, suma, Yelit Suma, Kiteya Yelit Kiteya, so must be it's from Val Bazari. So what's the Maskar, what's the Shaila? And the Gemara Shaila is, Mehem Ba'alma, usually is Mekoyach, comes Mekoyach Helik Vadam, and it's Mutter. Or maybe also maybe, it'll be Mutter. Or maybe you'll say Trey Suri Amrina, and Tosle Amrina. And the Gemara declares, and the Gemara's right. And the Gemara's Maskar is that, call me Koyach Loy Amrina, and the Shari, you say it's Mutter. So Ben Paku also, which is Maitzi is Yodai, and a Bon of Ben Paku, that was Maitzi is Yodai, the Vlad, is going to be Mutter. And, I'll be told also, the Machlekes just said mentioned Rashi and Tosfos. Now, so what is the Shaila? The Gemara declares, Legabe Ligmaya es Cholove. If the Cholove is Mutter, Cholove the Alma is like Avon Achai and it's still Mutter, so we hear also the Cholove should be Mutter. Or maybe you'll say over there, it's Isse Takante Lisur Beshchita, Ocho Lesle Takante Lisure Beshchita. The Shaila of the Gemara is, because the Cholove is coming from the Avon that was Yetzi also. And that Avon has no Hetzer Shchita. Or maybe you'll say that the cholov is mutter anyway. Since it's mutter, even though it's like Eidei Menachai, it'll also be mutter, even though it comes from Evra Yoitze. The Stipler points out a very important nekudah in the sugi before, that the cholov is not coming dafka from this Eivor. The Eivor that's Osir is just a goyrim to the cholov being produced. And it's not dripping out of the Eivor. It's the Eivor has a chelik in being goyim that the production of this cholov. We said, just like the dam, we said that it produces also the next blood, the blood. Didn't we just finish saying that kolmi koyach lemrin and the shari? So what's it said to aser? As if the place he also asked this kasha that the chari, the gemara, this hemshech is very shver. The gemara just finished saying that kolmi koyach lemrin and the shari. You say it's mutter, so then this is kolmi koyach. This is not something which is directly coming out of the Eivor HaYotze. So the place he says that the fact that you keep the Eivor, you don't cut off the Eivor before the Cholov comes out, and that's like considering Mivatal Isra L'Chatchila. He understood that it's the whole Isra of the Vlad the Cholov would be like Als Taruvus Isra, because there's some Isra involved in this Cholov Mitzad Eivor HaYotze, and if you don't cut it off, you Mivatal Isra L'Chatchila. Stipler finds the words of the place is shver, says a doichik to say that that which grows by itself is like a vatlus chatchila. And lacher bechlal, the cholov doesn't squeeze out of every single aver. It really comes out of the vlad, the behemah eats and the behemah drinks, and from there it's masapet the cholov and it's guf and the mokim yuchud. From there it goes to the dad. It's like a geirim. It's not anything more than a geirim. So if you hold kol mikoyach eslam klomos, you don't have to mechlal mitzad bitl. You don't need any haterim over here. It's kol mikoyach lamrina, and it's mutter. It's not coming directly from an aver. So the Kilis Yankiv says that luchar is wuch to say, and he buys from a Rashi. We'll speak with the Rashi Mitzashem next year that the sight of the iser of the aver is midin aver nachai. It's not nita meshchita sa'im. So kumi the cholov is not something which is nigram from the aver. It's like the gather of the tzir of this behema. It's not because it's nigram from the iser. It's like a chelik of the behemah. It's like a part of the behemah is coming out. The cholov is a part of the behemah. It's like a tzir, a juice of the behemah. It's like chelik of an iser. And there's different stadim here in this iser. There's the heter and there's the iser, which where it's coming. So this is not coming like a mikoyach. It's not a mikoyach. The cholov is like a mifket pocket, as if it's inside. It's like one of the evarim of the behemah. It's coming from a behemah. Behemah doesn't have a heter shchita. And Mela, that's the tzad to say that the cholov would be either usr or mutter. That's why there's a possibility. It's usr because you don't have the rule of kol mikoyach. Lamrin v'shari doesn't apply to the cholov.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.